Good morning, and welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. It is so wonderful to be with you today. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. I use the pronouns she and her, and it is my great pleasure to serve you this morning. And I want you to all say good morning to each other in the chat. You just have an opportunity, whether you can't see each other, but you are together. So please say good morning and say great joy, because we are in such a different world this morning than we were when we greeted each other last Sunday morning. This Sunday morning, people who feared being deported from their homes are feeling just a little bit safer. This morning, people from Muslim-majority countries are now welcome to visit our country. Families who haven't been able to see each other because their Muslim children lived here can now visit this country. I have friends who are in that category. This Sunday, there is a national COVID response. This Sunday, families who've been struggling with hunger to the point of needing to steal food from grocery stores are getting a little more support for food in their families. This is a new world this Sunday. Good morning, and it is so good to be with you today. And I want you to all know that you are so welcome here. No matter who you are, no matter who you love, no matter where you came from, and whether you are with your family this morning or whether you are alone in your house, whether you are happy today, or whether you're struggling with pain and sickness or depression or sadness, you're welcome whether you're new to watching our services or you've been here a really long time. Everyone is welcome. If you are new, go to our website and email our administrator. She can get you on our email list so you can join with our small groups, which is the foundation of our congregation right now, and you can get to know people and be part of our community. Another way to be part of our community is to join us for coffee hour after the service. That's where we share our joys and sorrows, and we talk about the service, and we get in small groups and share what's going on in our lives. And I'm going to light the chalice this morning with the words from the Reverend Ashley Horan. She says, "Another world is possible. We say it again and again, even when the proof lies somewhere beyond the horizon, beyond our reach, beyond our imagination. This is our faith. Another world is possible." I am lighting this chalice off camera, and you will see it in a moment. There you go. Here's our chalice lit. And I'd like you to join me in saying our affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another. And we're going to take a tiny pause because I have some things to say to you. But my computer has just informed me that it is going to run out of batteries, and I am going to plug it in. One pause. This is the high-tech world we live in. So I wanted to share with you a little something. I decided this last Monday to give myself a little joy. So it was just a couple days before the inauguration, and I climbed into the back of a friend's car. We wore our masks, we rolled down the windows, and we drove into the sun. It was a beautiful day, up to Mount Hood to go cross-country skiing. I had not cross-country skied in 5 or 6 years, but I was not a novice or anything. I started skiing when I was 6 years old, in the first grade. However, for the last couple of years, my daughter and I had really focused on downhill skiing. But I just love cross-country skiing. I love the cold, crisp air. I love how it engages your whole body. I love how exhilarating and quiet it is. I was so happy. But it really went badly from the very moment that I put my skis on. They slid this way and that, and I couldn't get them under control. I fell down. My friend didn't know how to snowplow, and I had been snowplowing for really almost 50 years. But when I put my skis in that classic pie shape, they didn't slow down or turn. My skis aren't behaving right, I told my friend when I fell down for the third time. They'd been in storage for 6 years. They had been moved across 2 states. They could have been rather banged up. Maybe I should have had them look at that, I thought. Then I began to wonder if maybe it wasn't my skis. Maybe it was the way I was skiing on them. I had been downhill skiing for several years, after all, and I expected my skis to grip the snow with the command of my legs and hips, which really isn't a cross-country skiing thing. Maybe this was all about me. So we came to another small downhill, and then the trail went into an uphill, and I had done this hundreds of times. You put your ski in the tracks, you bend your knees, you lean forward, and you go as fast as you can to get up the other hill. So I got in the tracks, I bent my knees, I leaned forward, and I went. And I lost control almost immediately. My skis flew out from under me. I landed on my back and on my arm. And my ski pole was way up the hill behind me. And laying in the cold snow, I knew immediately that I had broken my right wrist. There was something about the pain. Something about the way the wrist didn't really move. I thought as I lay there, I couldn't say, of course I broke my wrist. It's 2020. So what was I supposed to say? It was exactly, actually, 48 hours before the inauguration. So far, 2021 had been exactly like 2020. Or maybe it had been worse. Could that even be a thing? Could it have been worse? But with an insurrection, 400,000 deaths from COVID at a rate of nearly 4,000 a day, a windstorm that tore up 100-year-old pines in my hometown and other trees all over the Northwest, and now my broken wrist, I could at least say things had not improved. Join in singing with Kira and people from our congregation.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing.
Prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel still is spinning, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now may be later to win, and the time.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who is stalled. the battle outside raging. We'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing.
The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a change.
For the times they are a-changin'.
So, back to my wrist. I handled it just like I handled everything in 2020. It just went on. Not much else to do. Got up, walked out. Tried to enjoy the sun on the snow as I went. The cap of Mount Hood rose above the trees. I watched the Columbia River wink and wave at me as we drove back to Portland and to the emergency room. I was gracious and kind to the people at the hospital. We joked about this and that. I really don't remember now what. We just laughed a lot. It wasn't until later, until after they knocked me out and set my wrist and put it in a splint, which looks like this. And when I was half awake under those warm emergency room covers that they put in the incubator to make all hot, and when I was listening to the murmurs of the nurses' voices, that I cried. I was safe. Everything was okay. Everything had been managed. And so I could just release all those emotions. And I just cried. And it's been like that for me, off and on, since Wednesday morning. That tender place in me that I have kept protected behind managing, getting through every crisis, every setback in my values, watching people get hurt when they didn't have to, watching people in my family get hurt, people in my community get hurt when they didn't have to. All of that has opened up, and I've been crying in relief, but also in sadness and grief for all those things that got lost in that time. It meant so much to me on Wednesday morning to have a president who called for a moment of silence for all the losses of the pandemic. I needed that so much. It meant so much to me to have a president who called for unity in the face of crisis, and who didn't call the other side the bad guys, but just other people who are suffering. It meant so much to me to have a president who said, because there's one thing about life, there's no accounting for what fate will deal you. And how I knew that on Wednesday morning. And some days you'll need a hand. It meant so much to me to have a president who went to the back to the White House after all that ritual and ceremony and began signing executive orders to take care of the pandemic and suffering people and a suffering earth. So let us take a moment to pray or reflect, as is our own tradition. Dear Spirit of love and life, oh, thank you so much for lightness and relief and joy. The past days have been so bright with sun, and so have our hearts. Remind us to feel joy, to laugh, to play, to celebrate, and please also hear our prayer. Please let it be true that people and the earth will be taken care of. Please let it be true our country will take this pandemic seriously and bring it under control so people can stop dying and we can be together. Spirit of love and life, hold all of us with great gentleness during this time of transition. Remind us that such changes can come with so many emotions, from relief to joy to grief to rage. We don't have to grit our teeth anymore and just manage. We don't have to harden down waiting for the next crisis. We can let go. We can feel. During this time, hold particularly gentle survivors of sexual assault, bullying, racial profiling and assault, narcissistic and emotional abuse, and all the others who have protected their tenderness as each day's reminders of their abuse shouted from the highest office in the land. For now, their pain is free to flow. Also hold gently all those who spent their lives working for racial justice, for environmental justice, for human rights, for immigrant justice and economic justice, and watch so many of our gains washed away. For now, the pain is free to flow. In spirit of life and love, give us all courage, for a new America is being born. A new America where all people, no matter the color of their skin, their gender, their sexual orientation, their education, their economic status, their abilities, or other differences, will be able to flourish. Give us all the courage to bring our gifts to creating this new and wondrous world.
This is a moment of transition. We need collective, renewal accountability, and a strong moral vision for this country that we could become. Each of us has a role in building an America where we all are safe and free. And we will only succeed if we lead with the ethic of love. Valerie Kaur. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might, and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one that we were left. Amanda Gorman.
I see skies of blue.
The world is so full of beauty and grace and kindness and justice, as well as pain and tragedy and meanness and hardness. A kind man stopped to help me after I broke my wrist and went looking for help. My friend drove me to and from the hospital. She fed me and watched me overnight, even though it was COVID. Then my son and wife volunteered to come and be with me and figure out what it was I could and could not do without a right hand. And I knew that even though I live alone, I am not alone because I have this community. I know if I need something to get through these weeks without a right hand, that I can reach out and ask for help, and I will receive it. Each night in my prayers, I ask to know that I am held. And it was a blessing for me to know, as I cracked my wrist on that hard ice, that I was held. My heart breaks so often with the pain of the world. I so easily put my feet in other people's shoes. That is the greatest gift of the imagination, I suppose. To imagine how it is to be someone else. I imagine the cold and dampness of living in a tent on the side of the freeway in the winter when nothing ever gets quite dry and one is always chilled to the bone. I imagine the exhaustion of being a single mother, living in a one-bedroom apartment with three children, and losing your job because of COVID, and then always scrambling for bits of food and money just to hold things together, and not having enough coins even to do the laundry at the laundromat four blocks away. I imagine the fear of living undocumented with American children and always afraid that some government official is going to snatch you off the streets and take you away from them with no notice. I want to live in a country that holds its people, that when someone falls, they are caught. I broke my wrist, and I've been caught. I have friends and family. I have a community. I have health insurance. I'm not afraid. And I want everyone to be held, just like that. This week, I'm so hopeful. The president has taken immediate action to make things a little bit better for suffering people and the suffering land. And maybe more people will be held. And I always want that. I always want everyone to be held. I have really been drawn to the work of Valerie Kaur. She is a Sikh lawyer and a human rights activist. She was 20 on September 11th, 2001. Her uncle was killed in the first hate crime after those attacks. And she has devoted the rest of her life fighting hate. When Donald Trump was elected in 2016, she delivered an impassioned talk that went viral, where she asked if maybe the pain that we were feeling in that moment was not the pain of death, but the pain of labor. That maybe the pain was the pain of transition, that time and labor, when the contractions are happening so quickly that it's hard to get your breath and manage the pain at all, or even get any sense of what it is or how to be in that pain. It can be terrifying without support. And I really appreciated and held on to this metaphor. In 2008, our country elected a black man president. 8 years later, our country elected a man president who actively used racism and xenophobia to attract his followers. At the insurrection he incited just 2.5 weeks ago, avowed white supremacists carried the Confederate flag through the U.S. Capitol. But on this past Wednesday, on those same Capitol steps, a Black, South Asian, American woman took the oath of vice president before a Latina Supreme Court justice. Those are images of a country laboring for its soul. Will we birth a future that looks like America's past, where a few get to truly pursue life, liberty, and happiness, or where everyone gets to pursue life, liberty, and happiness? It takes so much more to build the world we dream of than the election of one president, who, as we know, is going to work with a very challenging Congress and diverse state and local governments and an extremely divided American public who's working with very different ideas about what is true and not true about our world. What also gave me hope this week was I attended the People's Inauguration, which was created by Valerie Kaur. And I watched national activists take an oath to heal, reimagine, and rebuild our country, and preserve, protect, and defend dignity, justice, and joy with love. I participated later as Oregon activists who were gathered as through the Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice, an organization that Wolf is part of, who took a similar oath. People working together with a shared vision can change our country. That's the only way anything ever changes, is when people work together with a shared vision of what can be, when we reimagine and when we heal what's been. Just think about Kamala and Maya's playground. Kamala and Maya fiercely had a vision, and they gathered all those other children into their vision. And then they pulled all their parents and neighbors into that vision. Oh, they heard no after no after no. All the reasons it could not possibly happen. Too expensive, not enough time. You know all the reasons. But they held to the vision. They were persistent. And finally, they got a few maybes. Some people heard inside their minds some possibilities. Well, maybe there's some sand at my work. Maybe there's a few pieces of wood. I could throw those the children's way. And then other people began to see possibilities. And there were more possibilities. And after a while, there was a playground. There was a vision, persistence, possibilities, and yeses. That's really how it works. Valerie Kaur and a group of mostly people of color and other activists, writer, organizers all across our country are working to build a new America. Not the America of the past. The America that was promised. When all sorts of people from all over the world can come together and flourish. It's an America that isn't based on making money and getting wealthy, but America based on taking care of what matters, each other and the earth, and our joy in our relationships with each other and the planet that we care about. And this is not easy. So much damage has been done. This continent was taken from people through genocide. So many have been wounded, those who were enslaved, those who were brought here and who labored under harsh, harsh conditions. Do you know the major reason the National Guard has been brought out in this country? Mostly has been to bring down labor protests. I think 90% of the time or something. Don't quote me, but it's almost like that. Violence in the street because people wanted to get paid for their labor. That's not the America we dream of. There's so much hurt and so many wounds that have to be healed to bring in the America we dream of, and that is hard work. Wounds run deep. It's not easy, but it's deep, and it's meaningful, and it's spiritual. It's spiritual because it's about the connections that matter. It's about the web. And anything that builds and creates the web is spiritual work. It's our work. It's the work of faith communities. It's about building relationships with all kinds of different people with different kinds of experiences, ones that we cannot understand, maybe don't even really value, but have to learn how to do that. It's about looking into our own souls and our own ways of being and our own assumptions and finding out why it's hard to be in those relationships with different kinds of people. That's part of what it takes to build that new America. And it's also about imagining the interconnected web in new ways, ways that maybe we can't really imagine now, but we have to keep pushing out our imagination, keep growing it. It's about those things, and it's also about taking on power, which is one of the things Amanda Gorman talks about in her poem that touched us all so deeply. It's one of the things that Valerie Kaur is very clear about, that Martin Luther King Jr. was very clear about. It's not all nice. It's not all sweet. The power holds on to their power fiercely. And so you have to be fierce back, but with love, which is not violent, but it's clear and it's boundaried. And when we take on power, we can fix the torn and tattered pieces of the web. It's intentional and it's difficult work, but it's meaningful. It's deep and it builds our souls and it builds our connections in ways we can't imagine. This work is about figuring out what our particular gifts are and what our light is and how we want it to shine in the world so that we can help create this new America. In the words of an extremely famous musical, we are so lucky to be alive right now. Because there is so much to do. So I invite you to hope, which I imagine so many of you are. It's such a hopeful moment, I feel like. When I've been smiling so much since Wednesday, and then I'm crying and smiling, all these emotions, when I'm not taking a lot of Advil because my wrist hurts. But I invite you with me to hope, to celebrate, to learn, to lean into those uncomfortable, kind of difficult parts that help us grow and build that new America. It's such a blessing to us to be able to bless the world and bless ourselves. It feels so more possible today than it did 3 weeks ago. So what are our gifts as a group, as a congregation? And what are our gifts as individuals, as people? What can we bring? And what is our light? As a congregation, as individuals, what lights us up? And what light can we bring to this new America? And how are we going to help our new president, our new vice president, and all those people who've taken that oath to heal and reimagine a new America, one where everybody gets to flourish. How are we going to keep that hope alive and growing? Not just read the newspaper where they're like, Congress isn't going to let us, blah, 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 and we get down and apathetic, which can happen so easily, right? But we can grow and hope and lean into the building of that new America and hold on to this. Life is always a question of what we do now. And how we hold on to what is hopeful and good. And I want us to answer it fiercely with love and laughter and joy. Let us be the light. And we're going to hear from a beautiful singer about being the light.
Hey, you guys. Leah here. So I must be among millions, if not billions, of people who tuned in to the inauguration yesterday on January 20th, 2021. And I was inspired by every moment of it, but especially rapt and lifted, exalted, just completely fixated and moved by Amanda Gorman's poem, her presence, her beauty, her artistry, and so this song was born.
There is always a light when we are ready to see it. There is always a light when we are ready to be it. To see the light, to be the light, to raise our eyes in the dark of night, to climb this hill, together we will. Shine your light in the dark.
We are ready to see this.
Shine your light in the dark.
We are ready to be it.
To see the light,
let your bright heart
burn.
And be a gift
in the world.
We will.
There is always
shine
a light.
Your light.
There is always
a light.
We are ready to see
it.
There is always
shine a light.
Your light.
There is always
in the dark.
We are ready to see it.
To see the light.
Let
to be the light.
To shine
the
light
in the
light.
And be a gift
till we
go.
Another world is possible. We say it again and again, even when the truth is somewhere beyond the horizon, beyond our reach, beyond our imagination. This is our faith. Another world is possible. We extinguish the light of this chalice, but not the warmth and imagination of our faith, nor our commitment to its principles. These we will carry with us until we meet again.